From the people who bring you Charleston Home & Design Magazine, the Charleston Home & Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home & Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Homeward Bound by Simon & Garfunkel, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Rachel Lolar. And just for some of our new listeners, we have a lot of new listeners tuning in every week. We always play a clip of a home theme song at the beginning of our radio show. And if you ever have any suggestions on home theme songs, you can contact us on the Charleston Home & Design Magazine Facebook page, and we'll send you a nice little follow-up gift to say thank you. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home & Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home & Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which normally takes place every April. And we moved the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour to today, actually, June 13th. And ultimately, we had to cancel the tour because of social distancing requirements. But we're going to be devoting today's show to the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which never happened. And what I mean by that is we've got interviews set up with Charleston Home & Design Magazine's art director, Patrick Brickman. He photographed several of the homes that were scheduled to be on the tour today, which isn't happening, just to remind folks. And so he's intimately aware of a lot of the details of each home. And so we're going to have a nice interview with him. We're also going to have an interview with custom builder Nathan Delpino with Delpino Custom Homes. And Delpino Custom Homes added we originally had 7 homes on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And after we went to press with our spring issue of Charleston Home & Design Magazine, Nathan contacted us and said, hey, is it possible to get an extra home on, an 8th home on the tour? And we, of course, obliged. And we're going to be talking to Nathan Delpino about that, the bonus home that people were going to experience had we not had to cancel the tour, which is unfortunate. But in addition to that, I wanted to mention that The summer issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine will be coming out next week on time, on schedule, despite the challenges that that our staff has been faced with regarding not being able to go into homes to take photographs and that kind of thing. For the first part of the quarantine up until about May 5th, our staff was working from home, and they basically put the magazine together at home. And then when we came back May 5th, they did a mad dash and took they were out on many photo shoots every single day in the month of May to try to create a really, really good issue, our summer issue, which will be coming out next week. And they did a fantastic job. I'm just so proud of all of the staff here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We all really did come together. And it's important, too, because we have about 200 local A-list companies that you see featured in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And they rely on us to continue to bring them a source of revenue through you, through our listeners, through our readers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And if we were to have to halt production of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, they wouldn't be the only ones. We wouldn't be the only ones that would suffer. Our advertisers that you see featured in Charleston Home and Design Magazine would also. And lucky for us, we've got a very innovative staff, and we were able to find ways to make sure that we put out a very, very quality issue coming up. And you'll be able to start picking up the free issues of the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine next week in home-related companies throughout Charleston. And so you can find it in Mount Pleasant. You can stop by GDC Home or Stephen Shell Living to pick up a free issue. And if you're in North Charleston, Melser Tile is a great spot. If you're in West Ashley, there's a GDC Home there. And Wholesale Appliance is another great spot to pick up the new issue. But it's a great issue. It's our outdoor living issue. So you've got over 50 local projects, amazing outdoor living spaces that we were able to photograph, and lots of outdoor living products that you can get for your own home. Lots of inspiration. We've also we also have an exclusive in the upcoming issue of our summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. The Charleston Symphony Orchestra League, they organize a show house that's open to the public typically the latter half of March into April, and they were forced to cancel their show house when it was about to open up to the public. And all of the designers involved had already staged every room and decorated and designed every room. And unfortunately, no one got to see it. Well, you're going to be able to see it in our next issue, our summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We have an exclusive. We were able to send our photographers in there into the empty home and took some amazing photographs of this show house, which is chock full of lots and lots of ideas. And these are really top-notch designers. So if you need some help with your space, any of these designers can definitely help you. And so pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our summer issue, starting later next week. And have a great weekend. Joining us now is the art director of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Patrick Brickman. How you doing, Patrick?
Good, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Patrick, tell our listeners what you do as the art director of Charleston Home and Design Magazine.
Sure. I'm in charge of the layout of the magazine, the photography, the advertisements, designing them, placing them, setting up photo shoots, working on the websites for our events. So I do a lot of things here.
Mm-hmm. And one of the big things that you do, you're a very talented photographer, and today, June 13th, is the day that the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour would have taken place had it not been for the C-19 virus and us having to cancel the tour, unfortunately. But what we wanted to do was devote part of the show today to the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, our ninth annual tour that did not occur, unfortunately. Today was the day that it was going to happen. It always sells out. We sell about 400 tickets for this, and it's to benefit East Cooper Habitat for Humanity. And we're sad that it didn't happen, but we're looking forward to next year. And what we're gonna be doing is Patrick was involved with the photo shoots of several of the homes that were on the tour. And you're going to be hearing from a couple of the builders as well in today's show. But I thought I might bring in Patrick to, since he's been in most of the homes that were on the tour, that perhaps he could kind of give some insights and some descriptions that I might not have. Just everything that we're talking about is in the spring issue, our current issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. So you can always pick up a copy and see that. First of all, the tour was sponsored by the Post and Courier, and we also had two presenting sponsors, the Charleston Amish Furniture and also Patriot Blinds and More. And then our official tour cleaning company was Made Pro, and we had a great plan set up for them to come in after the tour ended and have them surface clean everything, so it would be very, very safe for the homeowners that are graciously opening up their home. And then our official tour ticket headquarters was Taylor Agency Insurance, and they have several locations throughout Charleston, and they also have a location on Daniel Island, which they've been our official tour ticket headquarters for the 9 years that we've had the tour. So let's start with there were seven homes on the tour, which was a very, very impressive number of homes that people were going to be able to walk through. Last year, 2 years ago, we had eight homes. Last year, we had four homes. And sometimes just walking through one home, like the Charleston Symphony Orchestra League's Designer Show House, they have one house that's open for like 30 days that people can walk through. And so we had seven homes that people were going to be able to walk through. Tickets were only $35 too. So it was a bargain. But let's start with 165 Nobles Point, and all seven of these homes are on Daniel Island. And so 165 Nobles Point, that was built by Novella Homes, and you can reach Novella Homes by visiting novellahomes.com. The architect was DLB Custom Home Design. It was a 5,387 square foot home, and this home was sponsored by Next Gen Automated. So, Patrick, what do you recall from this home?
Yeah, I've photographed this home, interior and exterior. It's overlooking a marsh. I remember standing in the marsh, taking photos of the back porch. And that was one of the most impressive parts of this. I remember it has automated shades on the back porch.
Nice.
So with a simple remote, you can turn a screen-in porch into an open-air grilling area. So that was a cool feature of this home. A lot of cool details. Steve with Novella and Damien with DLB, very innovative. And I talked to a homeowner a couple of days ago who said he has not missed any of our tours, and he always goes there to see what's new and exciting, and he's flipping homes himself. So it's just great to get ideas. And a lot of these homes you can check out on the builder's or architect's website or their house pages, or we're going to be doing a blog post also with some extended coverage of these photos so you can see more than just the exteriors that are in the spring issue.
Mm-hmm. So what we, just to give you some bullet points of 165 Nobles Point that was built by Novella Homes, superior craftsmanship inside and out, new cedar shingles and a metal roof. There's a 9-foot by 6-foot steel pivot entry door, which is, I've seen those. Those are really cool. Reclaimed white oak flooring throughout the home. 11-foot ceilings with reclaimed beams throughout the first floor. There's a fire pit in the back on the back porch with mechanical screens for the eating area that you had mentioned before, Patrick. And there's an oyster wall fireplace in the family room. Hidden hinge shiplap scullery door. Do you know what that is?
Scullery. It's a room behind the kitchen usually, yeah, where they prepare. Yeah, I do recall that. Off the kitchen, they kind of have some shiplap, and it's just a door that would look like the wall.
Okay.
So unless you knew it was there, where to pull it or press it, and then you walk through there, and there's extra storage and an extra sink to prepare and to keep things back there.
Huh, that's pretty cool. Sounds like be a great safe room if your house ever broken into.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Wolf and Sub-Zero appliances and a media room with a built-in bar. This is all part of 165 Nobles Point, built by Novella Homes, and visit novellahomes.com if you'd like to get some more information on that. Next, we right down the street is 119 Nobles Point. And if you're just joining us, we are... This weekend, this Saturday, today, was going to be the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, but we were forced to cancel it because of the C-19 virus. So we're giving you kind of a rundown of some of the homes that were part of the tour that never happened. 119 Nobles Point. This home was built by Shelter Custom Built Living. And you can see all the work of Shelter Custom Built Living at Shelter Custom CustomerBuiltLiving.com. So this was this house was designed by architect Van Dalen Designs. There was an interior designer involved, Hollis Erickson. And it was a 5,000 square foot home. And this house was sponsored by Vitoria International, the stone wholesaler up in North Charleston. So did you go inside this house, Patrick?
Yeah.
You photographed this house?
I definitely did. You know, it's interesting home from the look of it. It seems a little more Mediterranean, definitely very modern. Very cool light fixtures in each of the rooms and hallways. A lot of cutting edge stuff. You know, most of these homes off the back, they have a nice infinity pool. And this one definitely had that. I know Aqua Blue did the pool there. Vitoria did the countertops along with Stone Central in this home. We've used this kitchen in a couple features. And just really cool, sleek design. You can see some of those photos in our issues too. So yeah, a lot of cool stuff in this home. One of my favorites, you know, Shelter never disappoints me when I walk mm-hmm. into their home. Real deep lot too, long driveway. And there was kind of a path along the side that was more of a common park area. So they didn't really have a neighbor, which was also kind of nice. Mm.
I don't know how you are able to remember all these details of these, because you're not using any notes. I'm the one with using the notes from our spring issue, Charleston Home and Design magazine. So what you'll see in this home, just to embellish on what Patrick said, stunning surfaces including quartz waterfall island countertops, paneled Thermador appliances in the kitchen and butler's pantry, commissioned 5-piece brass light fixture. custom steel front door and custom steel oversized French doors, curbless showers throughout and glass enclosed wet room, unlacquered satin brass staircase railing, outdoor living consisting of a raised infinity edge pool, fireplace and pool cabana, and a two-story master bedroom closet. That's unusual.
Yeah. It's a good way to start your day. Nice airy space.
Wow. Do you remember that closet at all?
Yeah, briefly off the master. I remember the master bathroom a little bit more, just how impressive it was with the kind of his and hers on the left and right sides and the shower being the centerpiece when you walk in there. But yeah, the closet was right off of that. So very nice master suite kind of on the, if you're looking at the exterior, that right side of the building there.
So there's like an upstairs and a downstairs portion of the master closet?
I think it's just more of a two-story open air.
I gotcha.
Kind of closet there, yeah.
Tall ceilings there. I gotcha. Okay. The next home, our third home of seven that we're scheduled to be on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, 566 Waiting Place. And this home was built by Brightwater Homes. And you can see this home and all the other Brightwater Homes at brightwaterhomes.com. The architect involved was Sam Boyd. It's a 4,364 square foot home. And this home was sponsored by Rhino Shield, the Palmetic Ceramic Coatings company. Now, did you photographed 566 Waiting Place. What were your memories of this?
Yeah, I only took the exterior of this shot, not the interior, but, you know, looking at the outside, just the massive wraparound porch was what really stood out to me. And Brightwater Homes was on the tour last year, and I was able to go into all the homes, and I usually take extra photos the day of and talk to them and how good of an experience they had on the tour, and I'm glad they came back this go around. And you know, nice corner lot right next to another shelter house that we featured in the commercial, if you can kind of see it there. But yeah, just a beautiful architecture on this, nice grand oak in the foreground, and I guess that's my challenge always, is trying to showcase the home the best angle and avoid the trees and everything else involved. So a corner lot usually shows well, photographs well.
Yeah, and some more details. Patrick mentioned the deep wraparound porch that captures the golf course view, the dining room with coastal navy trim work, large windows, hardwood floors, modern brass lighting, gourmet kitchen with mixed metal lighting and plumbing fixtures and custom appliances, private owner's retreat on the main level with vaulted ceiling, owner's spa bath with freestanding tub, zero entry shower and dual vanities, and a large loft retreat on the second floor, along with four bedrooms, each with their own ensuite baths. Very, very nice. Very nice. And that's Brightwater Homes, 566 Waiting Place on Daniel Island. And then we move on to 153 Captain's Island Drive. And this was photographed by one of our other photographers / graphic designers, Ebony Ellis. And do you know any details on this, Patrick?
Yeah, I know a little bit about it. We had two homes on Captain's Island Drive. It's over on Daniel Island. There's a separate bridge to get you to this part of Daniel Island, so it's a up-and-coming area over there. Very impressive homes. When you cross that bridge, this is the first house on your right, and the other one is, I think, the second house on your left, if not the first. And again, this was more of a corner lot, very impressive. Ebony was able to go back out there and take some night shots, outdoor lighting perspectives, did all the uplighting on this house, and it was very stunning at night. So we do have some of those photos that are going to be featured in the upcoming summer issue, and I think we're going to post some of those this week as well, with some of that blog coverage on this.
Yeah, 153 Captain's Island Drive. This was built by Curtis Daniel Holmes, And you can see this and all their other projects at CurtisDanielHomes.com. The architect was Clark Design Group. The interior designer was Melissa Lennox Design. And this is a 3,550 square foot home. And you mentioned that Outdoor Lighting Perspectives did the outdoor lighting on that house, the uplighting, and they were one of the sponsors of the house in addition to Aqua Blue Pools. And has an elegant landscape plan highlighted by Corten steel planters, a modern front staircase with exposed steel stringers. I'm looking at that now, and I notice is the gentle rise of the staircases. So very sometimes you really feel those stairs when you're walking up a set of stairs, and with the gentle rise on these this front staircase, you can, it's almost like a ramp, so it doesn't hurt you too bad when you're walking up steps. The foyer has a vaulted ceiling and 5-foot by 9-foot pivot door. Those are cool. Kitchen and scullery with full overlay, custom flat slab panels with square molding. The master suite has vaulted ceilings with exposed wood beams and a sauna. That's really nice. The outdoor living space has a spa and infinity pool that was built by Aqua Blue Pools. And the covered patio with fireplace has recessed infrared heaters and an outdoor kitchen. That's really nice, so that you can really feel the heat radiating from those infrared heaters. You can sit out there and in the wintertime and enjoy the fireplace outside. Anything else on 153 Captain's Island Drive, Patrick?
No, don't have much more information on that one.
All right. Good deal. Now we're moving on to another house that was photographed by our graphic designer / photographer Ebony Ellis. And this is 173 Captain's Island Drive. And this was built by a second home on this tour by Shelter Custom Built Living. It was designed by Translation Design Studio, which is a client of ours. You see them in the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine, and they also own Coralberry Cottage, that retail store in Mount Pleasant. Really, really nice store. The interior designer was Keisha Hayward with Shelter Custom Built Living. And this is a 4,275 square foot home, and it was sponsored by Heritage Pools. Anything you'd like to add to this, Patrick?
Yeah, I've taken photos of the interior of this house a couple times, furnished and unfurnished. And this is going to be in our upcoming outdoor living issue, showing views of the marsh and the pool, great screened-in porch area with an outdoor bathroom. Melser Tile did the tile in that bathroom. I've talked to Liz a little bit about this house and from Translations, and she was raving about the breezeway that connects the garage to the main building. Just a lot of impressive stuff in this house. Really neat bathroom, black and white, a super large shower enclosure, almost looks like a large telephone booth, which is kind of neat. Black. I'm seeing a lot of black framed windows and things now in homes, so that's kind of a new trend. There's a really cool feature in the kitchen too. If you're looking at the island, to the left of it, there's a window that opens up to the outdoor space, so there's a little bar sitting area, so it kind of brings the kitchen to your outdoor space. And then they also had in the living room two sets of large accordion doors, so you can open that whole living space to where you're seeing unobstructed views of the marsh and the pool.
That's really cool. And just to fill in some details, that this house, 173 Captain's Island Drive, has Pecky cypress wall and shelving details. So there must be an accent wall. Steel folding rear doors and bar windows leading to the rear porch. That was what you were talking about, Patrick. Automated roll-down porch screens, which is always nice. custom great room with light fixtures, two-story vaulted great room ceiling with beam details, the main staircase with metal pickets overlooking the first floor living space, a cedar outdoor shower located off the master bedroom, and a large separate living quarters over the garage, which is always nice when you've got friends or family visiting, or you just want to get a little space for your own. And now we're moving on to 213 Black Powder Lane. And this house on Daniel Island was built by Carson Holmes. This is also, the architect was a Translations Design Studio. Same on the previous house that we were talking about, Liz Baker. The interior designer was Jennifer Liveret. And this was a 4,416 square foot house. And this was photographed by Ebony Ellis with Charleston Home of Design. Any comments about that, Patrick?
I met the homeowners, super nice people, and they needed an extra week to take photos. So Ebony came out the week after, so I didn't get to see much of this home. I have worked with Chris Carson of Carson Homes in the past. He built his personal home, which then became Frank Abagnale's home, who was a cover of ours.
Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah. So he, Chris built his own home, and Frank approached him and liked it so much he purchased it from Chris at the time. So that was kind of a neat story, and how I got to meet Frank through Chris.
And Frank's been on our cover
a few
years ago too.
Yeah. So great builder, good quality, and another, Liz Baker Translation House too. So just good people all around there.
Right. This house at 213 Black Powder Lane, built by Carson Holmes, has wide plank white oak floors, a brick wall feature, vaulted living area with wood ceiling, an open living concept with detailed trim throughout, custom finished wall wainscoting, sub-zero Wolf appliances, and an outdoor fireplace. Boy, they really, the houses on Daniel Island, these are, they're all very, very beautiful. These are like castles out there too, aren't they? All right, so now we are moving on to 426. This is the seventh house. This is 426 Fishtail Road. Or excuse me, this is the sixth house, isn't it?
I think this is the seventh. And then there was a late addition with Delpino, if you want to talk about that one as well.
Sure,
The seventh one, is this novella house. And I got to photograph this about 2 weeks ago. And it recently went on the market and sold the day of, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Great house. This is going to be in our upcoming summer issue. It's actually the opener for the project files, is the shot of the kitchen. And really neat navy ceiling, white countertops, a lot of wood accents in there. Really nice design. Very impressive house. Always love novella homes. Again, just kind of state-of-the-art and overly impressive. Another thing I remember about this one was the master bathroom, and it has this bathtub within the shower, within a nook, when you first look in there, and to the right there's a sauna built into the bathroom. So there was just some over-the-top stuff that I would love to have, but just cool to see, and impressed.
The first time I saw that, a bathtub within the shower, down at the Dewberry Hotel,
right? Yeah,
they've got that kind of thing, and I thought, wow, I've never seen this before. And then all of a sudden they started popping up. You started seeing more and more of them. So 426 Fishtail Road, built by Novella Homes, contemporary design on the marsh with deep water dock, 12-foot ceilings on the first floor with stunning trim work throughout, a 9-foot by 10-foot high steel glass entry door, double-sided stucco fireplace separating the family and dining rooms, a glass front true refrigerator with Wolf cooking appliances. The back deck has mechanical screens on the porch and outdoor an outdoor fireplace. There's a saltwater infinity edge pool. The family and master bedroom has 10-foot tall windows. And the first floor master with has a spa bathroom with a sauna and steam shower built in. There's a media room with custom shiplap throughout. And there's a wine room with a steel door and uplighting with floating wine racks. That's really neat. And again, this was the builder on 426 Fishtail Road, Novella Homes. The architect was DLB Custom Home Design. The interior designer was JLV Creative. And it's a 4,550 square foot house. And once again, special thanks to all of our sponsors for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And we're going to be talking with Nathan Delpino with Delpino Custom Homes to talk about that that bonus house that was added after we went to press for our spring issue. But thank you very much, Patrick, art director with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, to help describe some of these beautiful homes. And I'm so sorry that we weren't able to fulfill the tour, and I think everybody understands the unusual circumstances that made us had to cancel. And we'll be back next April. It's kind of a steamy Saturday, so I would say we'll definitely want to move the tour back to April when it's a nice cooler time. But we've been talking with art director Patrick Brickman with Charleston Home and Design. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Thanks, Tim.
And now joining us on the phone is Nathan Delpino with Delpino Custom Homes. How you doing, Nathan?
Hey, Tim. Doing well. Great to hear from you, and looking forward to talking to you about our projects that we have going up in the Charleston area right now.
Absolutely. And I do want to hear about some of the other homes that Delpino Custom Homes is working on. But specifically, what we're going to talk about right now is the home that Delpino Custom Homes built, and we added it after press time, after we went to print for the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. You came to us and said, is it possible to get this house on the tour? We said, yes, we'll make it happen. But unfortunately, we had to cancel the tour because of the C-19 virus. And but what we're doing today is giving our listeners a chance to hear about all of the homes that were originally scheduled to be on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. It was rescheduled for today, Saturday, June 13th. But unfortunately, we had to cancel. But we'll be back next year for sure, next April. So, Nathan, take a moment and tell us about this was a bonus house. This was we already had 7 homes scheduled for the tour, and then we added this 8th home, this bonus house. Tell us about this home that was scheduled to be on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, but we weren't able to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the bonus house is at 1213 Waterview Lane. It's on the south side of Daniel Island in the neighborhood called The Cove. And it's a really beautiful setting where we've got a nice causeway that kind of goes out to a little bit of an island. And all the home sites out there either are on the Wando or back up to the marsh. And 1213 Waterview has a beautiful marsh views out the back. You know, we have these beautiful summers, king tides, where you can, the flats fill up, and it's got just kind of amazing views of that. And this home came through our design build program, which we focus on a lot with our high-end customers, and our main focus on that design build is to sit down with the budget in mind and a high-end quality finish as well, and be able to bring those two big pieces of the build project through the entire project together. So the quality of the home, finish level, and, you know, budget all makes sense and meets the needs from the beginning. And what a few of our primary focuses here was to make sure that we had a very, you know, well in line coastal farmhouse style, and also wanted to make sure that we had plenty of glass and access to those marsh views and the feeling of, you know, living in a low country, being on the water, being right across the street from the Wando. And so a lot of our design elements throughout the main body of the home really, really went to capitalize on those. And, you know, I think the most notable thing is we've got a full, you know, end-to-end back porch, high ceilings, you know, and fireplace on the back of the house ramp. So there's plenty of living space out there for almost 12 months a year living, which is so important in a low country. But really exciting house. And, you know, we hope to be able to share it with people virtually and also, you know, with Charleston Home and Design photographs in the near future.
Good deal. How many square feet is this house at 1213 Waterview Lane that was scheduled to be on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour?
So it's just at 4,000 square feet, and we've got 1,000 square feet of porches as well. So, you know, the full footprint is right at 5,000 square feet. So it's got views off the front porches, and then also off the back as well. You know, and with that, we've got a, you know, full open floor plan and a lot of very nice designer features, you know, came together to make this that real coastal farmhouse feel with a little bit of rustic as well. You know, we've got the reclaimed oak exposed beams in the living room. So as you come through the foyer, and you're greeted with a nice high foyer with shiplap wall to wall. And that brings you through and opens up into this great room where you've got the living room with the exposed beams. You know, you've got the kitchen on the left-hand side with, you know, one of our main features that has become a lot more popular in the design is to have, you know, this, you know, beautiful range accent wall with tile, you know, obviously highlighted with, you know, really, you know, beautiful pendants. But then one of my favorite pieces, which we're actually waiting for, supposed to be delivered today, is a custom nickel hood that we had specifically put together for this kitchen. And it's the real showstopper, I think. So, you know, when you enter into the main open and living area of the house, that's one of the primary things that you focus on. And, you know, having those custom pieces that are meant to fit your custom home, that is such a paramount piece of building a custom home, because anybody can go down to the store and buy a range hood that they have on the shelf or in the catalog. Mm-hmm. But when you put a piece in that highlights all of the style that you've been working with for the entire design and selection process, that's what sets the homes apart. And that's what we believe that one particular piece is going to do in this kitchen, among some other ones that we've highlighted and accented with. But, you know, when you're building a custom home, that's the attention to detail that sets your home apart from the other homes that are being built that are just not custom or just don't have the attention to detail that a custom home builder will give you.
Another aspect that sets homes apart today is energy efficiency. What kinds of energy efficient features does this house that was scheduled to be on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour today have?
Energy efficiency is becoming such a neat part of the building process. You know, I thought this house actually ended up, we had several Wi-Fi or Bluetooth enabled fixtures, fans, and other pieces and systems in the house that actually have apps. And that integration of kind of the, you know, the home and the technology has been coming and developing for, you know, for several years. And I feel as though that's starting to hit a critical mass and also in expectations. You know, the first thing, which is the easiest, you know, energy efficient, is having a programmable thermostat. We've been using the EcoBees, which are very much like the Nest thermostats one way or the other. They have all the different comfort settings for different times of day, and you can wake up in the morning and, you know, in Charleston we know that you can go to bed, it can be, you know, 80 degrees and it can be 55 degrees in the morning. Mm-hmm. And so those automatically change over to, you know, from heat to cool based on the temperature of the house, and that creates a significant amount of efficiency. And that those heating bills and cooling bills, especially in summer in Charleston, are places where we have people see the biggest savings. And the other place is, you know, we have been doing a lot of fully encapsulating spray foam into the roof lines, especially of the bigger homes. The other piece that also adds is when you have all the spray foam in the attic, not only does it keep that area and that air mass in the attic cooler, so your unit doesn't have to run as hard, but also keeps it cleaner because you don't have the fiberglass and a lot of the other debris up in that attic that kind of sits, and it does get pulled in through the house periodically. So it keeps your general air quality in better shape. The tankless Rinnai hot water heaters.
One other thing about that spray foam insulation is in the roof area, is it acts like liquid nails, and it helps during hurricane season when we have strong winds to make sure that the roof sheathing stays attached to the house rather than getting potentially blown off.
It does. I mean, and it's got, you know, so there's, you know, it, that's a product that came out as an energy efficient product, and then, you know, in terms of air quality, helping on that front, and then, like you mentioned, helping to kind of just be another adhesion for the hurricane season. Any additional help we can get during hurricane season, we're always happy for, and I think that's a great point. And here's a product that's been out for it's been around for longer, but it's kind of been in the last 10 years that's become a lot more of a household conversation in the build process. But here it has, you know, two or three kind of residual additional effects that are good for the home, and you know it's a little bit more of an investment up front, but it begins to pay dividends as soon as it's been installed. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that you know, and then that was a technological advance in the construction industry as well. So the technology kind of working its way in helps on the energy efficiency side, but it also helps on the livability side and how easy it is to come into your home and have the lighting all set correctly. You know, whether it's or whether you have the ambiance music first thing in the morning and kind of the happy hour music in the evening. Mm-hmm. And those are the pieces that go into especially a custom home. And when you say custom, it, you know, you want it to fit you. You know, you don't want to fit into somebody else's home that's been built 25, 50, 100 times, because that fits everybody. A custom home is supposed to fit you perfectly. So that means, hey, here's where we're going to drop our keys in the morning. You know, our laundry room is close and easily accessible for where the laundry is going to be, where the laundry is going to be, you know, made, and also where you're going to hang out and enjoy, you know, some downtime at the end of the day, or how you're going to get the kids and the family out the door for school early in the morning. So having a custom home and a custom approach creates such a difference in the way your lifestyle and the way your daily routines develop, and, you know, I think go a lot more efficiently.
Well, we're very sorry that we had to miss the live experience of walking through 1213 Waterview Lane as part of the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, but I think we're being cautious, you know, by canceling the tour that was supposed to happen today, Saturday, June 13th, and you know, we'll be back in April with the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, April of 2021. But in the meantime, there's plenty of time, opportunity to talk to custom builder Nathan Delpino with Delpino Custom Homes about any other projects that you might be interested in. And Nathan, you've got several other houses that are under construction around the Charleston area. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So being a builder for, you know, the last 10 years in the Lowcountry, we have a footprint that definitely expands throughout the Tri-County area. And, you know, currently we've got two other homes under construction in the Daniel Island neighborhood. We're working with a couple lot owners through the design build process, which the design build and the planning process is definitely integral and helps move the process forward smoothly. And again, helps keep the vision in line right from the beginning. And we're working on a project on Rutledge Avenue downtown, in the West Side neighborhood, which is one of the, I think, kind of the quickest growing and probably the best developing neighborhood in on the peninsula right now, as far as things are moving along. And we just broke ground in Point Verona on a custom home for that's going to have beautiful views into the harbor, to the back of, you'll be able to see through the harbor to Sullivan's Island. And so we're seeing a lot of
that's on James
projects.
Island, right? Point Verona.
What's that?
That's on James Island, correct?
Yes, on James Island, just off of the James Island connector and Harborview.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're seeing a lot of, folks call about property that is either on the marsh or in kind of redeveloping areas, because that location is such an important part of living in Charleston now. And the other part of that location is being near the water, being near the marsh, and being near easy access to downtown. And you know, we do specialize and have done a lot of infill construction in neighborhoods and lots where most of the properties have been developed at, whether it was 100 years ago or 20 years ago, and there's one or two lots left over. It is something that is not as easy as going into a neighborhood where there's a lot of construction happening, but we do specialize in working through that process and working with the neighbors and making sure that our building process is smooth for everybody involved.
Yeah, and just as a side note, I remember a friend of mine worked in the city of Charleston building department, and I remember him telling me that when Mayor Riley was still in office, he highly encouraged infill projects, which are basically projects that take place in established neighborhoods, because he loved the fact that it was instant tax revenue for the city, and it didn't require a lot of infrastructure, running sewer and water and what have you to a new neighborhood. The sewer and water was already right there at the street to tap into. So infill projects, you see them definitely around in the upper peninsula of downtown Charleston. You'll be driving this house, and then there's this empty lot. And, those are the kind of things that if someone was to buy a lot on their own and then contact Del Pino Custom Homes, you've got a lot of experience with these infill projects.
Yes, absolutely. And it is having the existing infrastructure, the sewer, the electrical, all of those are already in. They've been there for, several years in most cases. And it also expedites going through the zoning and the planning processes that are involved. So if somebody were to find one of those lots, these highly desirable areas that are close to the city, close in Mount Pleasant or James Island, West Ashley, we definitely have completed several projects in all of those areas and have a specialty in working through some of the, some of the hurdles that are involved with planning and building there. And we've done that with several of our design build customers as well. So anytime somebody would like to know more about that, they can definitely contact Del Pino Custom Homes, and we'll be happy to kind of work through some of the preliminary questions as well as getting involved with the detailed questions that are necessary to complete that infill project. And those are always in good locations, and that's what they say about real estate. It's always location, right? location, and we're seeing that even more here in the Charleston market over the last 5 years.
Well, we're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you the house that you mentioned in the West Side neighborhood of downtown Charleston on the Upper Peninsula, is that, and then the one that you just started in Point Verona on James Island, are those spec houses for Del Pino Custom Homes?
So 589 Rutledge is available, and we did develop that, and it is a 3-bedroom, 3-bathroom, suited home. The really cool, unique feature that it has there is it's a very modern. Julia Martin is the architect, and her office is three or four blocks from there. She's a very notable Charleston architect, and I think the most impressive part about the design is that we really tried to adhere to the Charleston single style, thin, long home. But we've got, and if you're familiar with Charleston singles, and you look at this house, I think you'll see that this is definitely a modern twist on it. So it's got very similar lines to the Charleston single. However, the interior floor plan is very open, and we've got the stairs moved off to the one side, which is not consistent with how Charleston singles are developed on the interior, but it adds to a very smooth flow and allows for a beautiful, well-sized master suite. And then all the way on the third floor, we've got two walkout deck areas that have the one facing the Ravenel Bridge. You can see both diamonds, you know, from the rooftop, as well as seeing all the way down Rutledge Avenue. And, you know, as the Holy City comes, the more church steeples you can see, the better. And you can definitely have a good view of those from there. And then you'll have a good the back has a small Juliet rooftop deck that you'll be able to see all the fireworks from the River Dogs when they start playing again this summer. So really cool, unique features and a twist on the traditional Charleston single. Mm-hmm. The project in Point Verona is for it's a custom project for a customer who's relocating from Indianapolis. And they wanted to make sure they had easy access to downtown for their work, as well as having views of the harbor and access to the water.
Cool. That's great. Well, Nathan, how can folks get more information about Delpino Custom Homes?
So the easiest way is to check us out on our website, and it's www.delpino.com, or you can call directly at 843-856-2674, and we'll be happy to chat with you about your current project or projects that you have in the works and help you through the design process and ultimately, you know, help you open the door of your new custom home right here in the Lowcountry.
Excellent. Well, we have been talking with custom builder Nathan Delpino with Delpino Custom Homes about all of his work and specifically the home that was the bonus home that was added to the Daniel Allen Luxury Home Tour, which unfortunately was supposed to happen today, but unfortunately we had to cancel the tour because of C-19. Thanks so much, Nathan.
Thank you, Tim. We'll talk to you soon. Talking about a home, talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.